hit the music. We'll
figure this out.
What happened to the music?
I don't know.
Here's the music, Wendy.
You and I were having a discussion about when to do it, and I realized the second way would be harder because there'd be no way to monitor when the commercials ended. So then I said, okay, we'll just do it, and I missed it. There's a new little format change going on. Thankfully, it doesn't really apply to the bonus hour because this is the stream of consciousness. So this just kind of goes out there and...
Well, the format change, for people who don't know, is the Light has been very successful doing all Christmas music. So we're going to do all Christmas talk from now until the holidays. We will only discuss things having to do with Christmas. Nothing else. I like it. I think it's great.
All right, you're being facetious when, in essence, I wouldn't mind it. I have to tell you, I am getting, especially with this flipping snow, I am kind of, it's so cold and crappy. You know, last night I was on the couch and I had like two blankets on me and our heat was going, but we have certain rooms that are a little bit colder than others. And I thought, you know what? If I'm cold and cuddling up like this, I may as well put Christmas decorations up.
Here's where it went south for me. I've worked at two different stations, one of them being The Light, the other WNND, that decided to start playing Christmas music at the very beginning of November. And I love Christmas. There's no doubt about it. But I was stark raving mad after listening to Christmas music all day, every day, from early November into Christmas. You can't believe what it does to you.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. You're there and you're a captive audience.
Yeah.
If you're in your
other
car,
people are only hearing it when they want to hear it.
Right.
Right.
And I, no. Sorry to say, I kind of like it.
You would believe me.
I know.
At some point, you snap. You just go, okay, I love you, Burl Ives and Johnny Mathis, but please.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah. And then I think I told you this. I realized at The Light one day that 95% of the people we were playing had passed away.
Well, okay, Mr. Bummer.
It's really sad. And here's another dead guy on The Light. Click, click.
Well, I mean, remember when they had Magic 104? It was all 50s and 60s music.
Yeah, all
they
those
were
people
all
had passed away, too. Yeah.
And some of the, you know, the 70s rockers
yeah,
are going,
I know,
too.
I know,
so
I know, I know.
Everybody Dies, which is the
spoiler
sequel
alert
to Everybody Poops.
They made a sequel called Everybody Dies.
Yes.
I don't think kids want to read that book.
First,
but I didn't think kids would want to read the first book. I was wrong.
I am writing a new children's book, and it's going
it
to say, first you poop, and then you die. Because you're that's what happens.
You're going to be rich. You're going to be so wealthy. All right, Wendy, can we talk about the sexiest man alive?
Twist my arm.
He has been named, John Legend, of course, is the sexiest man alive for 2019.
Which I wonder how that makes Blake Shelton feel, because he's been on that list a lot, and they're both on The Voice as judges.
2 years ago, he was the sexiest man alive. If I ever get the honor, Wendy, of being named sexiest man alive...
You won't.
The next year, when I'm not sexiest man alive, I will question every moment of my existence. I'll go, what happened? A year ago, I was the sexiest man alive, and now I'm not. What have I done wrong?
You can't have it all the time. You have to share the wealth, they say.
No, I know. Well, good for him.
Has he been one before the 60s?
No, this is a first for John Legend. I'm looking to see if they name the nominees, and I can't find that anywhere. I don't think they do that with this particular competition. And by the way, as a side note to this, is this an idea that is archaic and overdated?
Yes.
We now live in a very politically correct society, so I can't figure out if this is still a good thing or not to have somebody be the sexiest man alive. The good thing is most of the winners don't take it very seriously.
You're kidding.
No, they don't. What do they care? I mean, it's what a nice honor it is to be called that, but they don't take it really seriously. But if a magazine, and I imagine some magazine must do the opposite and pick the sexiest woman alive, but...
I think People does.
Does People also do that?
I think
so. The sexiest woman alive? I didn't know that.
I mean, come on. There's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think there is, but I know that now everybody is extremely careful. Nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings. So by naming John Legend the sexiest man alive, you're telling every other man on the planet you're not the sexiest man alive, and you know that's going to destroy us.
See, that's not what it means.
What does it mean?
Well, all right, he's the sexiest man alive. First of all, it said tongue-in-cheek. It's just whoever finds... I think it's whoever has the most going on. That's who wins the...
I'm sure that adds to it. Now, he is one of the 15 people on the planet who has won what they call the EGOT Awards.
Yes, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Tony, yeah, the big
because
four.
Because of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So I'm sure that helps him a little bit. Also, the fact that he's really handsome and he dresses really well and he can sing like a dream, all that is good.
You know, when I fell in love with him and would totally have voted for him as the sexiest man alive, he is a judge on The Voice this year and I think last year too. And I just fell in love with him because he seems like a genuinely nice person.
He does.
With all this God-given talent to back it up.
Agreed. The other thing that I give him high marks for is the relationship he has with his wife, with Chrissy Teigen, the model, seems like they're having a great time all the time, doesn't it? Anytime you see them, they seem to be enjoying themselves, and you say, oh, that's good. He found her, she found him, everybody's happy. Their kids are adorable. He's got a fragrance, which I would have called legendary, but they went in a different direction. That's fine.
And I got a bottle of wine from Cooper's Hawk yesterday. That is John Legend wine. They've gone with John Legend.
Good for them.
So I'm going to bring home a bottle of wine that tastes like the blood of when he played Jesus Christ Superstar.
Do you think the wine and the fragrance are one and the same? Or do you think
he
went with a different aroma?
I sure hope not when I'm drinking.
Right. So congrats to you, John Legend. You are the sexiest man alive. Does that like get you in anywhere? Like if you're waiting for a table somewhere, do you flash a card that goes 2019 winner sexiest man alive? And they go, oh, right this way, sir. We didn't realize you were the sexiest man alive. Please come this way.
What place of business would that make a difference?
Olive Garden. I still get the endless bread bowl. Yeah, you get the endless breadsticks. I promise.
And super salad.
Super salad.
Do you have who was like last year's and do we have former ones?
Yes. Last year's winner of the sexiest man alive. This year, not the sexiest man alive. Sorry, Idris Elba.
All right. See, this is a problem. There's a difference between sexy and adorable.
Mm-hmm. And like, which would Idris Elba be?
He is sexifunkadelic.
Wow. Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you look at women and it's like, let me try and find some
I can't wait to hear the parallel.
Well, like Marilyn Monroe was always sexy.
Sure.
But then, like, Princess Grace was
classic.
Beautiful.
Right.
There's the different thing.
Right.
And John Legend has got it all going on. And he's sexy in his own right. But I mean, like, exuding sex appeal.
That's your Idris Elba.
Oh, my God. Yep. Come on.
His name always looks like a word scramble to me. Every time I see his name, I go, all I need to do is move the vowel over to that end, the consonant over there. Oh, yeah, now I know who that is. It's Cyrid Beal.
Can I jump in?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
I was hoping you would.
Neither. Nor Idris.
Jasmine, about what you've just said. You've just downgraded the two sexiest men alive.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh.
I can't do it. John is...
Idris Elba walks up to you in a bar and says, I saw you from across the room. I'm Idris Elba.
I'm going to slap him for making fun of my name.
Let's dance. I imagine that's his opening line, I imagine. You would say, no, sir, you are not sexy to me.
It's just too suave. It's
really?
Just,
but,
okay, so suave. And listen, because I'm thinking of Blake Shelton, who was also the sexiest man alive. And, I mean, when you look at him, he's a local yokel who's from Oklahoma.
Ooh, ooh.
He is. He appeared on the red carpet just last weekend with Gwen Stefani. And she was dressed to the nines, and he was wearing a sport jacket with some cowboy boots and blue jeans and a tie, but I still find him to be so sexy. So sexy can come in many ways. I guess I'm taking back the Idris Elba is, I guess John Legend is sexy in his own right, but Jasmine doesn't think.
Jasmine,
what about Blake
Shelton?
He's okay.
Yeah.
Not sexy.
If Blake Shelton wasn't Blake Shelton, if you're just walking through a shopping center and that guy's coming at you, you don't get excited by that guy.
I'd look at him.
You would?
It's so funny. If you Google, just do me a favor later tonight when you're home, Google Blake Shelton's mullet. Because when he was with...
that's already my homepage.
Miranda Lambert, they were married and had everything going on.
Yeah.
And he was just breaking out in...
Hives?
No, into the country and western scene, and he had this mullet. I got to show you. I mean, it's just, it's like...
But if we go by your judging system, any guy that works at a traveling carnival is sexy.
No, no, no. I'm laughing at it.
All right.
I like a mullet. Jimmy Mack had a mullet when I met him. But
yeah.
Come here and look at this. Right. Because this is when he broke out into the... And I mean, that is just laughable.
Yes.
And but I think he's...
But wouldn't that picture, for people who can't see it right now,
look,
we're holding
just
it up. That should disqualify him from ever winning Sexiest Man Alive. The fact that he looked like that for any length of time.
No,
he's
because
out of the running.
He's let his gray hair come naturally.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's changed with the times. And I just love him.
Yeah. But again, you don't think if he wasn't Blake Shelton, if he was a guy who looked like Blake Shelton, would you even give him the time of day?
All right. You know who I married. Did I marry for money?
Wow.
No,
wow.
I'm not. That's no insult to anybody. I married for love.
Yeah.
So I don't care who he is.
Yeah.
I'd see him walk down the street and he's got this sweet little smile.
Yeah.
And I would go, hey,
yeah.
How's it going?
All right. Back to Jasmine for just a second. Jasmine. You're okay. In a bar. You're in a nice bar, a Bennigan's, and three guys are next to you, and they're Blake Shelton, and it's Idris Elba, and then it's John Legend, and they say to you, we were just having a fight. One of us needs to go out with you. We just have to. You pick. You wouldn't pick any of those three guys.
If you had to.
If I had to, it'd be Idris.
But it sounds like there's with some duress. Like, you don't want it. You're like, oh, by default, I guess I'll have to go
with this. I just feel like he's going to throw me smooth lines, like, every 5 minutes.
I understand that. That he's almost too perfect.
Right.
Right? Yeah, I get that.
Sometimes you talk like a woman.
Why? Why?
Sometimes someone's just too perfect.
But that makes sense to me.
I know,
I can see where a guy, where a woman will go, this isn't going to end well because this guy is
just
perfect.
But you can't think
perfect that
way. If you're making it like a hypothetical situation, you have to think that he is enamored with you.
Yeah. But I had a friend in college who explained to me, she was going out with a guy that did some modeling. And she goes, this is going to end ugly. And I go, how do you already know that this is going to end ugly? She goes, because look at him. He's flawless. He's perfect. At some point, he's going to look at me and say, I can do better than this, and he's going to leave. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, then he was a...
I know.
I almost swore.
No, you would have been warranted.
I have two D words I could say, and, you know, that's not...
Right.
That's not because he was a model. That's because he was an a-hole.
Yes, but don't you think there's a in being flawless, quote unquote flawless?
Who is
there?
Who is
flawless? I don't know anybody like that. I don't know anybody.
I don't either.
I know.
Flawless?
Right.
I mean, come on. We all have flaws.
Yeah. But don't you think just in being so good looking, head turning good looking, that when you like Idris Elba is a guy that I got to imagine wherever he shows up, people look over and they go, look at that guy. Look at that guy. That's got to mess with you. Don't you think? How could that not mess with you?
I think about that. The things you think about amuse me.
Thank you. Thanks.
You know, if you're Idris Elba, you're like, okay, what movie am I going to work on next?
Right.
I know I'm the S.
Right.
I'm cool. How's it going,
I might be
ladies?
James Bond. I might not be James. Maybe I'm too cool to be James Bond. Maybe James Bond is like, I can't. Idris Elba's too cool to be me.
I think when you're that cool, you don't spend time thinking about how cool you are. You just
are.
Feel it.
Yeah. But there's also, there's something to, I will use one of the people who was on this list, Matthew McConaughey. Don't you think he carries himself as being like, I got to be cool all the time? Don't you think he's got that to him?
I am so over him.
He's done for you.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He really is a very, very good actor. But
Dallas Buyers Club, I'm thinking of that.
He's so good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
I never thought he was that cute. I would never buy a Lincoln because of him.
But don't you think, even though those Lincoln commercials, those are designed specifically just to sell you a Lincoln, but don't you think there's some reality in that, you know that scene where he's at the party and he's talking, and even though there's other people at the party, no one's saying anything, all eyes are on him, they're listening to his story, and then he goes and he does the trick shot on the pool table, and everyone's, don't you think he's like, yeah, that's pretty much the way I spend my day. I go to parties where people don't talk, they just listen to me talk, and they watch me shoot pool, and then I leave. I think that's how he spends his day.
I don't.
You don't think so?
No, he's got a wife and kids, and I think he...
Where's Daddy? He's off shooting pool at another party, impressing the kids.
That's what we think he does, but in reality, you know...
He's solving crimes?
No, but actors are real people, too. I mean, you mentioned John Legend and Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
They honestly, she is so active on social media that it just seems honestly like they're a regular family
sometimes.
But
I don't think John Legend is going out of his way to be cool from every direction. But McConaughey, I get the feeling he is.
He's
you don't
not
think
cool.
so?
Wow. He's like a little twerpy geek.
He was the winner of People Magazine's Little Twerpy, the Little Twerpiest Geek Alive 1998. All right, so that Blake Shelton was the winner 3 years ago. Hold on, I'm getting
so
to
it
the
was
next
John
one.
Legend. Then last year it was Idris Elba.
Yeah,
Blake
then
Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
I think he was a couple years in a row. Blakey.
4 years ago it was The Rock.
Oh God,
Dwayne Johnson.
That's predictable.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
At some point, by default, you go just give it to him.
Yeah, but see what we're trying to do here. We, like, I have anything to do with this yeah. sexiest man alive thing.
Yes.
But to show that sexy comes in all different kinds of packages.
I disagree. Because there's a definite pattern. When you look at who these guys are, and we're only four deep, but once we get 10 deep and 12 and 15 deep, it doesn't come in different packages. They're all... There's
beef
not a,
cakes?
Yeah.
Well,
there's not a guy in there.
But John Legend isn't beefcake. John Legend is the new sexy, where, you know, he's seems gentle,
yeah, yeah,
and cool, and nice so there's, physique, there's but a not bra- too big.
There's a bracket of that kind of guy.
Keanu Reeves wins my sexy contests all the time.
Every year. Keanu Reeves, hi, it's Wendy. You won again this year. Oh, no, again? Yep. Please come by and pick up your statue.
And Andy Garcia, who... I have been in love with forever,
mm-hmm.
and you turned me on to another TV show, Modern Love,
yeah.
and he's in that.
He's in one episode of that.
Yeah.
He's very good in it.
And I knew that was him the minute I saw him, and he looks different because he's older.
He's older now.
But I knew, right? I adore him.
Yeah. I can understand. Andy Garcia is a handsome man.
Oh, boy.
No question about it. All right, so The Rock was your winner. He was the sexiest man alive back in 2016.
Predictable.
It says, as a teenager growing up in Hawaii, he said, I was doing a lot of things that I shouldn't have. Oh, he's a bad boy, Wendy. He's a bad rock, which is where the Flintstones lived. I was getting arrested multiple times, but at the same time, always very respectful to my teachers and elders. Wow, what a dichotomy. I was unsure of who I was, so he named himself The Rock. Who am I? I know, I'll name myself The Rock, and then I will know who I am.
He named himself that?
Yeah, self-named. He is now the sexiest man alive, it says. Why doesn't he do a movie where he's Mr. Clean? Wouldn't that be a great movie?
He's too, well, his body is chiseled, but his head is not Mr. Clean-like.
No?
Mr. Clean's head is very round. He's very angular, you know?
It looks like with Dwayne Johnson, with The Rock, it looks like his head works out.
It does.
Like his head does head presses or something. Because his head is muscular.
It does, yes.
Like, how do you do that? How can you make your head muscular? He found a way to do that.
There are ways I've seen it where it's like, seriously, there's weights you put on and it's,
you know,
I don't
what
know
it
how
is?
To describe it.
You know when you work out in a club and they've got those two long, like, noodles almost, where you move them up and down with
yeah.
your arms? He probably staples them to his ears and he makes his head make them go up and down to work out his head muscles. He's strong.
That is a funny picture you just painted in your head. And you couldn't listen to what I was trying to come up with because you envisioned it.
I envisioned it too
it's
strongly.
It's almost like a sling or a... like a ribbon type thing that you put on your head and there are weights on the bottom. And then when you like turn either way, that it's like for neck muscle.
Really?
But if your neck is strong,
no.
I believe it would chisel your face as well. Or plastic surgery.
I got to get one of those. I'm going to have the strongest head of anyone here at WGN. That's my goal. Take that, David Miranda, former winner.
All right. Who was before that?
In 2015, oh, you forget about him, but David Beckham
yeah.
doesn't do anything for you. Jasmine David Beckham.
Now, he's cute.
Nah, but not now sexy. We got a winner.
Okay, I love that you and I, Jasmine, would not fight over the same guy, and I like that.
You guys haven't even been close on
one yet. Yeah, I know.
You're complete polar opposites.
That's okay.
What is it about David Beckham that you find possibly amusing and enjoyable?
Amusing?
Yeah.
He has a good personality.
Yeah. Does the accent help or hurt?
The accent helps, but yes. He has a good personality.
Beckham? I don't even know him. That is the oldest joke ever. I just felt the need to do it. He does nothing for me.
The fact that he's like an accomplished athlete, that doesn't buy him any points with you?
Well, no, that. I'm just, hey, if we're going for sexy, you're looking at him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going for his accolades. I'm like looking at him.
No, but that's a nice sidecar to the fact that he's really handsome is he's got...
I don't think he's really handsome.
You don't think he is?
He does nothing for me. David Beckham, Kim Gordon, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Not me.
That's a shock, Wendy.
I'm shocked.
Because he's got the wild, ravenous mane of hair that you enjoy. It's not cut in mullet fashion. It's more of a European cut, but I would think you would find that enjoyable for sure.
He reminds me of a young, in this picture anyway, George Hamilton.
I don't see that at all.
I don't see that at all. No.
George Hamilton?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't, he just
different
looks...
Different coloring and everything.
Yeah.
Well, he just has that, like, kind of fake look to me, like...
Interesting. All right. Let's do this. We'll take a break. Kim will give you the news, and then more of the sexiest men alive. Have we mentioned your name yet? It's coming. We're talking about the sexiest men alive.
And you know it.
This year's winner is the always sexy John Legend, Kim. Congrats.
I like the choice.
Yeah, it's
I
a good
do
choice.
Like the choice.
Solid choice. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say who the runners up are. Yes, Wendy, I'm sorry.
No, we were talking about this off the air. It's like there's a new kind of sexy because you said it yourself. When The Rock was named it, that's an understood.
Right.
I mean, he's a sexy hunk.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
But I told you guys off the air, I just think John Legend is the whole package.
Yeah, I love him.
He's very talented.
He's family guy.
Handsome man.
Yes.
He's got everything going
Beautiful
for him.
Wife.
He looks good. He's well-dressed at all times.
Always on Instagram.
He's an entrepreneur. He's got all kinds of side businesses going.
Yes.
He's got his own wine.
How come, and this is one person, Jasmine and I, we've established, have very different tastes in men, but okay. I think this is one guy we totally agree on.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Jason Momoa.
Yes, okay. I agree with that.
He should be the sexiest man alive.
But that's another guy that fits the Rock category,
right.
Which is... It's almost like he's a superhuman. It's
Some
not,
people
he's not even like
thought
us.
He might be one yesterday. In the Today Show, they gave a list of who they thought might
be.
And he was
who else
one
was
of
on
them.
There?
I'm trying to remember. Somebody said Tom Hanks because of...
Because the stupid, which it's not stupid. Because
Mr.
The,
Rogers
yes.
movie.
And that's not how it should be.
No, I agree. You shouldn't
you don't get
be
a lifetime
sexy
achievement
man alive
award.
Because you're trying to promote something.
Oh, okay.
You're either sexy or you're not.
Right.
That's true. And you look at Jason Momoa and see it. But that's why his name is that, because you can't talk because you're looking at him just overwhelmed by his sexiness.
Your tongue stops working.
Oh, I didn't bring my phone in. I would Google it. Because they...
What do you want to know?
Who the candidates were.
Who else they were saying that might make it. It was on the Today Show.
You got to think anyone with the last name of Hemsworth is probably on that list almost every year, right?
Right.
Those guys look perfect all the time.
Yeah, but...
Nothing from the Hemsworths?
See, everybody's sexy is different. Like, Jason Momoa is this wild man who is just the flowing hair, and that is sexy.
Yeah.
The Hemsworth, you know, you can use either one. Yeah, you got a great body. Yeah, you're built. But it's like,
enough.
There's not... It's no...
You want more. What are you getting from Jason Momoa that you're not getting
hot.
From your... Really? But not the Hemsworths are not providing that for you.
To baby face, like to, I like a rugged look. I mean, I do like a rugged look.
That's your Momoa.
Momoa's rugged.
But
yeah.
I don't know.
He's rugged, and he's always got a trident.
Well, he's
the only
uncle,
trident
man.
I have is gum.
4 out of 5 dentist surveys.
No, that's what I'm hearing.
Is it 4 out of 5 or 6 out of 7?
4 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
80% of the dentists.
Who was previous years?
All right, so we just mentioned 2015. Where as far as 2015, when it was David Beckham. Prior to David Beckham, it was, so now we're in 2014, right? It was, finally a Hemsworth. This would be Chris Hemsworth.
Oh. Eh.
Now, I get my Hemsworths mixed up.
I can't even
keep
them straight.
Is he Thor? I think he's Thor,
right? I think he is Thor.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I don't...
And your other one is Liam Hemsworth.
Who was with Miley Cyrus.
Not to be confused with Liam Neeson.
No, he's different. He's looking for the people who kidnapped his family. So he was ineligible until he finds the people who kidnapped his family.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. All right, so that was the year of the Hemsworth. The year before that, it was an ad for Buick.
What?
Well, that can't be right.
Matthew McConaughey?
No, I think it's just because my computer
Lincoln.
Only goes
to... Right.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think he's sexy, Kim?
Yeah, I used to. Now, not so much.
That's what I was saying earlier. Is that...
that Bill found him sexy earlier.
When he was in, like, how to get a guy in 10... What's that movie? You know, how to lose a guy in 10 days.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was super hot. But now, when I see him driving his Lincolns and in some of the other movies he's been in, I'm not there anymore.
Don't you think, Kim, I said this earlier before you got here, that he's conscious, like, at all times, 24 hours a day... He knows he's attractive, he knows he's good-looking, and he's playing it up. Don't you think he's got that constantly on his head? I don't think all these guys have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love his look. I don't know if it's because he's aged or that his hair is longer now.
He's 50
now. He looks
now.
A little greasy to me. I don't like that.
He's always had a greasy element to him, but I think...
Listen to you two girls and over your coffee talking.
You know.
This is the best radio ever.
He's always been a little greasy.
He's a little greasy. He is.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are funny.
Do you think if People Magazine did a greasiest man alive, do you think he would win that?
I think there might be some greasier ones.
Who would be greasier than him? I can't think of
Billy
anyone.
Bob Thornton.
Yeah. Billy Bob's a little greasy.
Yeah, who else? I'm trying to think of who else would be the greasiest man alive.
Oh, there was somebody in a movie I just saw lately, and I was like, oh, he's just too... Oh,
James
in
Franco.
A Star is Born.
Franco.
James Franco's a little greasy. I like him, but yeah.
All right.
Star is Born. Bradley Cooper?
He looked a little... I love Bradley Cooper, but he was a little greasy in that.
That was an acting choice, I think.
Yeah.
Wendy, in 2013, you're not going to be happy to hear who the sexiest man alive was, because you don't like him.
Who is it?
Adam Levine.
That is hardly sexy.
Come on.
Oh, I think he's sexy.
He's one of those guys, though, that if you're talking about having everything going for him, he's got everything going for him.
I don't see that. I mean, I know.
Really
listen,
don't.
I know he makes a lot of money. I know that Maroon 5 is doing well, selling a lot of records. I would never pay money to see them.
No?
Oh, I saw them at Ravinia once. They were great. It was really fun.
But he's got so much charisma, and I mean, he's not only a good singer.
I don't think he has. Jim, have you seen that commercial where he goes up to the top of a building and he's looking for a car or something?
No.
It's like, what is that even doing?
He was in a movie a couple years ago with Keira Knightley, and you know how much I love Keira Knightley. I so gave in to the fact that I'm watching the movie going, yeah, he deserves it, Keira Knightley. Now, do you know what that took for me? To give in to that.
So kind of you.
Was he a good actor in it? Yeah, he was very good. Now, granted, he played a pop star in the movie. But well, that's what the script called for. He couldn't just go, no, I'm a fisherman. No, it says here in the script, you're a pop star. All right, I'll play by your rules. He's just, I don't know. I could see where he would win it. If you're just joining us, these are People Magazine's Sexiest Men Alive.
Do tattoos bother you, Wendy?
Oh, no.
I mean, you're fine with that.
That's a plus for you. Right?
Yeah, look at Jason Momoa.
Well, okay. Well, but you said Adam Levine, so
yeah.
He's
got too many tattoos.
That's too many. I don't care.
Yeah.
But he's twerpy. Who else did I call twerpy earlier? Because that's false.
Me, I think.
No,
you did.
No,
I think
no.
You did.
I can't remember who it was, but he's just a twerp.
All right. In 2012, your sexiest man alive was Channing Tatum.
Oh, he's good looking.
Does nothing.
Wendy, again, nothing from Channing Tatum. Jasmine?
Oh,
no. It made Jasmine grunt.
Jasmine and I sound like we're a couple of blue hairs out for coffee going to these kids today.
What has a guy got to do to impress you? Channing Tatum, Kim.
I mean, come on.
Be unique. This is not unique. Look at Beckham and Hemsworth and Tatum.
They're kind of
all the same.
You mean because they're handsome and talented?
No, because they have the same haircut, the same build, bathing suit.
Well, how much can you change a guy that
much? You wouldn't want to change. If you're Channing Tatum, you go, no, this is working. I'm not changing this.
Eh.
Nothing?
Sorry, Channing.
or Tatum, which is comes first.
He is the love child of Carol Channing and Tatum O'Neal. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Fun fact about Channing Tatum. Huh.
I hope we have him on the air sometime because I will tell him that and he will punch you.
Through the phone. I'll get punched through the phone. Ow, what was that? You know what that was.
I bet he can sing a great rendition of Hello Dolly.
I know he could. Boy, he was all the way back in 2012. I have to say this about him. When he first kind of became a thing, you want to not like him because you go, oh, this is just like a big, dumb guy. But then I saw him in movies.
He's likable.
He's really good. He's really likable. Mm. Wendy, you don't see it.
That's all right, but that's what makes this world go around is we all have our tastes.
And
you
we
know?
Have choices.
That's what makes the world go around?
And if you don't like
and money.
The sexiest man 1 year, just wait till
wait
the
a
next.
Year, wait another year. Bradley Cooper was the sexiest man alive all the way back in 2011.
I love Bradley Cooper.
I do, too.
So he's sexy.
Okay,
Jazz,
can
said
you
he's
agree
greasy.
On Bradley?
No.
No?
Nothing.
I love him.
Wow. His eyes are sparkly.
Although I love him after seeing A Star Is Born. Prior to that,
I did, too, but he was a little greasy for me then, I got to say.
Maybe I like Greasy because that's when he really like, wow, that I just want to.
And I love country singers and I love that rugged look, but he was just a little greasy.
What's the movie with him and Zach Galifianakis where they're in Las Vegas and there it's a bachelor party gone wrong?
Oh, Hangover.
Hangover. You've seen those, right?
Yeah, hilarious.
He's really good in those.
I know, but he's kind of
smarmy.
Yeah. And just like dopey, but I still liked him.
But I think that's just a character he's played in movies.
I remember what one of the other possibilities was from the Today Show.
From this year?
Yeah.
Who else?
Sterling K. Brown.
Oh,
who I love. That's sexy.
I totally
baby.
Get
yes.
it.
Jasmine?
Jasmine?
I don't know who that is.
Yes,
he's
from
on
this
is
us. Randall.
Randall.
I don't watch that.
He hosted SNL. Black dude,
he's
squared off glasses.
He's the only black sibling that he was adopted.
Yeah.
Look him up. Sterling K. Brown.
Look him up.
I just love him.
Me too. I love him. He was just on Jimmy Kimmel or somebody the other
night.
Very
likable.
Great.
Yeah.
But see, again, like if you're going for just raw sexiness, I'm sorry, that's Jason Momoa. It's like earthy and
Sterling K. Brown goes in the John Legend category.
Yes.
More sensitive.
Yes.
Like Momoa, he's going to hurt you at some point.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I like the fact that there's a new sexy. Sexy comes in all shapes and sizes.
And
it really does.
And I mean, Jason Momoa, and I don't know much about him. I don't know what he's done. I don't really know his personality. I just know what he looks like.
He's
basing it just on looks, you know, that's how I think they used to judge.
Yeah.
Sexiest man alive, and now I think they take more into consideration.
You can't just be good looking.
Right.
You have
got
to have
more
things going
for
you. Yeah. Maybe.
Which you should. You have to be beautiful on the inside and out.
The old days, it was just
beefcake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like when Richard Deacon won it.
He's okay for somebody's dad.
Oh,
nice dad.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
I mean, John Legend's a nice dad, too.
But see, that's just it. It's just sexy.
That means we're really old in here.
Jasmine.
No.
That's I know
hurtful.
What you're saying because, like, again, you're thinking sexy, you know. All right, let me just say, if you're talking, God, that person is sexy, like, wow, you're thinking of somebody you want to climb over and have sex with. Seriously.
I think that's what all men think about.
But like if you changed it to the world's most desirable man, John Legend would win. And I think that he's sexy in his own right.
Yeah.
But these are two different things. Like Marilyn Monroe was sexy, as I mentioned, and Grace Kelly, I mean, to me, she was beautiful.
Right.
Sexy involves a little dirtiness or something.
Oh, interesting. So
maybe
that's more to Marilyn Monroe's side than Grace Kelly's
side.
Yeah. Interesting.
Maybe this needs to be more like, you know, the Academy Awards. You need more categories.
Maybe.
I think we should.
Maybe. If Marilyn Monroe became a thing today, would she become a thing today?
That's a great question.
I wonder if she would reach anywhere near the pinnacle of success and fame by today's standards than back when she did in the 50s.
Well, look at, she was the Playboy Bunny and she died. Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to me, she was the modern day Marilyn Monroe. She certainly had her.
But without the acting ability.
Her time with fame.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. Structurally similar.
Buxom.
Right? Yeah.
you know, yeah, not your round cookie cutter mold. But I don't know. That's a good question.
I always wonder if she, if by today's standards, somebody like Marilyn Monroe would just be a one trick pony where you go, okay, she's got that look and that's fine, but that's kind of all she can do. You know?
I don't know. Maybe we've grown to expect more from people.
Oh, maybe.
And some people transcend time. Like, it, you know, it just, it depends.
But she would get bullied on social media, I bet.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yep.
Hands down.
And without a doubt. Like, she was just curvy. Like, when you look at her measurements, her waist was still pretty small. It's just she had hips.
Yeah.
And
but she was beautiful. I mean, that's the thing. Like, not everybody
she was so beautiful.
Is.
Like prior to the bleached blonde, like you see pictures of her and it's like
when she was Norma Jean Baker.
Yeah, it was like kind of shocking to realize that's the same person.
Yeah, so different.
Natural beauty versus sex kitten.
Yes. Yep.
Which is what people say about you.
You're people have said that about me, that I'm a sex kitten.
Well,
and
you
then
know,
they throw a ball of yarn at me.
You know, sometimes you see people like, well, for example, like Lady Gaga without her makeup.
Yeah.
I think she's so much more attractive and beautiful.
Me too.
And
I do too, but there are some people that need makeup.
No,
seriously,
definitely.
Because I mean, I need makeup.
I do too. I mean, everybody does.
And I'm jealous of the people who, like, you see. Go again. Another Google search you can do. I was sick over the weekend, so I was doing a lot of Google searching and clickbaiting. But if you look celebrities without makeup,
Like Christina Aguilera too.
Yeah, she needs makeup.
Yeah.
She needs, and but there are some people. Chrissy Teigen does not need it.
Gwen Stefani. I think she's prettier. I've seen her without makeup. I think she's just
better
as
than.
Pretty. Yeah, it just depends.
Yep.
It does depend. You need to have dark eyelashes and eyebrows. That's honestly
that's
really what it is.
Yeah.
And nice skin.
2010 Sexiest Man Alive. Boy, this is almost 10 years ago. Ryan Reynolds. Nothing, Wendy? Nothing, Kim?
No.
From Ryan Reynolds.
No. Jasmine, what about you?
Okay, I was a little bit younger. Yeah, in my younger days, yes.
But now that you're older,
now I'm older, no.
Oh, why? What changed?
I don't know. Maturity? I don't know.
He looks like a dad to you now?
Stop, you guys. I feel bad.
You know, the thing about him, you give him high marks for sense of humor as well, right? He seems to...
They're not giving marks for sense of humor in the world's sexiest contest.
But how come, like, when... like, whenever they would ask women what's sexy about a guy, they'd always say sense of humor. That's important, you know?
Yeah, that's what...
When I
people
was a kid, you'd look through Playboy magazine and you'd read the Playboy, like the
that's
the,
why you became a comedian.
Right. these playmates are going to eat me up. I got to learn comedy fast. So Miss October will find me even remotely attractive. But they always say that. What do you like most in a guy? And they always go, well, sense of humor, number one.
Yeah, but that's true. But can I just tell you that...
It doesn't pay the bills.
Well, not sexual bills. Again, if you're,
where
you know...
Where are the sexual bills? Where did I put those?
I can't think of some of the sitcoms where, like, in, you know...
Oh, there's a thousand of them where it's a really pretty girl married to a schlub.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
That's the name of the show I just pitched to ABC. Sexy Woman Married to a Schlub. Thursdays at 9
but
on ABC.
But I get that.
I have a lot of those.
I get that for a marriage, but there are, like, some moments where there's the hot and heavy sex scene, and then the guy does something that's really comical.
Yeah.
That's not when you want
you don't
the
want
funny.
That. I get it.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. That's fair. So Ryan Reynolds back in 2010. It seems to, like, in my head, you go, oh, that guy was probably the sexiest guy alive 2 years ago. You don't think it was 9 years ago, but it was. All right, so now we're at the 10-year anniversary. Sorry this is going so slow. Johnny Depp
was
the sexiest man alive 10 years ago.
He's sexy and he looks greasy.
Yeah.
Greasy, but I'm okay with that.
But now there's a lot of controversy around him now, so you wouldn't even consider Johnny Depp at this point now.
I don't know what controversy is. Whatever happened with that?
Well, there are stories that he was less than kind to his wife, to Amber Heard.
And there are stories that she was unkind to him.
Right. I think it takes two to tango.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know what the truth
is. Probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The year before that, it was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
That's 2008, Hugh Jackman.
I'm with Jasmine. Well, now I should ask Jasmine because I was going to say that's like a dad, although a sexy dad.
Dad. Definitely dad.
He falls under the dad category, Jazz?
Dad.
A sexy dad.
Now, here's a guy. Look at the range on him. Yes, he can be Wolverine, But then he can also do like song and dance movies and club dates where he's just singing Broadway show tunes.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, that doesn't make him sexy.
Bill's hoping.
Bill's got a different definition of sexy.
I just learned a bunch of songs from Carousel for nothing.
I learned the old Saw Shoe. I wanted to be funny.
What a waste
funny.
Of time. I've totally wasted my time.
I grew my sideburns out.
I put claws on where my fingers used to be.
It's got
to
mean something.
Ugh, what a waste.
Sexy is as sexy does.
All right, so he was 2008 Sexiest Man Alive. That's a long time ago. That's 11 years ago. But he's a guy who's still in the running, you would think.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, you guys are going to laugh at me, but you know who I think I used to find really sexy? I just
not anymore, though?
Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Love him.
It's,
he's gotten old now, but I used to just think he was so sexy.
Because why? What was
I don't know. There was just something maybe the accent. Yeah. I don't know. There's something appealing about him.
We had him in the studio.
Was
he nice?
He was super nice. Yeah. Bill had a great idea to get him a scone to make him feel at home.
Yeah.
And he was real appreciative. He was really nice. And this
was fun.
Right after his situation
with Elizabeth Hurley.
He was without Elizabeth.
Yeah,
Hurley.
He was without, after that.
Somebody Brown. What was her name?
I don't remember.
It was something Brown.
But it was was she a prostitute?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked to him right after that happened.
But now he's married with small children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. In 2007, your sexiest man alive was Matt Damon.
I like Matt Damon.
That's not sexy.
When
is that another dad?
Matt Damon is Hall of Fame sexy.
I think Ben Affleck now. I mean, if you're...
Oh, God.
Oh, no. He's in trouble now.
I know.
He's
What's he in trouble
He's tipping
for?
The bottle all the time.
No, I think he had just a little relapse. I think
Did you see that video of him stumbling around, walking into a car?
Well, that's not a reason to like him.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
He needs help.
Yeah, but you don't... Like, if a guy needs help, you don't automatically go, and that's my sexiest guy alive.
Yeah, no.
That guy who needs help, he's walking into a car.
Well, you can... I mean, that doesn't... I just feel bad for him.
He had the whole package, too, and blew it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's sexy at all. And he wasn't a good Batman.
Right, for that reason alone.
Yes.
Sorry, Ben, you're off the list.
You're out.
I saw you as Batman. You were horrible. My wife did a couple of scenes with Matt Damon for a movie a couple years ago and said, even better looking in real life than in the movies.
He's wholesome looking, but I still think he's sexy.
Yeah, I get it.
Who is this you're talking about?
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Jimmy Kimmel's favorite person.
That, by the way, is one of the funniest bits in TV.
That's probably second to Halloween.
So funny. It's so funny. In 2006, see if you remember this guy. He was the sexiest man alive back then, but now, nothing. George Clooney.
Oh, God. I still think he's sexy.
I'm kidding when I say that.
I don't know how I feel about him.
About George Clooney?
I like him. Oh, God. And I really loved him when David Letterman did it. Was he the first guest on David Letterman's show or Barack Obama was?
Barack Obama was.
But he did.
That was great.
Letterman interviewed Clooney. And I just...
The Netflix version.
Yeah.
Right?
I just love him. But? I just feel like, you know, everything was coming up Clooney for so long. I just got sick of him.
And then what happened?
Now he's just...
Oversaturation of the Clooney?
So now he's just sitting back and enjoying
the ride.
Now he's
just a mall's husband.
Yeah. Yep. All right. And then 2005, it was Matthew McConaughey, who we talked about earlier, who knows he's sexy.
Why wasn't David Koechner on the list?
David Koechner never won, Wendy, but he's been runner-up more than once. So don't give up on him. All right, we must take a break. Kim, thank you very much for hanging out and talking about something I know you definitely did not want to discuss. So that was very brave of you. We'll come back and close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. What year was Lawrence Welk the sexiest man alive, Wendy? I can never remember the year.
I don't think ever, Bill. I got to tell you.
Wait. You're going to stand there and tell me that Lawrence Welk was never named the sexiest man alive?
Nope.
What a horrible oversight on the committee's behalf.
I just
something
can't.
About that baton. Just the masterful way he manipulated that baton. I'm sure he got points for that.
That sounds dirty. I'm going. I don't like you anymore. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. All right, that's it for today's show. We hope you had a good time, but more importantly, we hope you learned a little something. That's why we're here.
I learned nothing.
I didn't either. I didn't either, Wendy. We'll try it again tomorrow. Everything's in place for a good show, so please tune in. That's tomorrow. Same airwaves. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.
Midwest from Chicago, this is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices anywhere just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago,
a Nexstar Media Group station.